Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Friday. It is time to visit with our friend Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. And Doug, it's definitely not winter time yet, but it certainly feels like fall out there today.
Boy, no doubt about it. It does feel much more like fall than the extended summer that we had for the first part of October, and good to visit with you in between. So last week you were on your fall harvest tour. Next week you're going on vacation, and for some reason what I'm locked into is that, and I can't remember if it was Jason Hansen that you were meeting up with to go to Langdon to have supper with, but just the fact that in this day and age of GPS and Google Maps and tracking devices and everything else, it was something the equivalent of, I'll meet you at the rock pile right down from the big tree near the slough, and then we'll go have supper.
Yes. Well, that was pretty darn accurate of what I did on Thursday. I got done at KDLR Radio and met Jason north of Devil's Lake in the big town of Garsky. Have you ever been to Garsky before? I'd be surprised if you had.
Well, I can tell you that I've heard of it, and I was trying to think of it because my mother-in-law is from Hamden, which is a suburb of Langdon, and that's a joke, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a joke. But I'm thinking Garsky must be somewhere in between, like, Devil's Lake and Hamden on your way to Langdon.
Yeah, it's just due north. It's probably about 20 miles north of Devil's Lake. That's usually where I end up meeting Jason, because I think he actually is a Garsky resident. And we actually went out in his truck and did some soil sampling inside the truck, believe it or not. He has a hole in the floor of his pickup truck, and this hydraulic ram goes down through the floorboards and goes, and it has a bit at the end of it that captures the soil, the core, and brings it back in. So you don't even have to get out of your vehicle anymore to soil sample. Probably haven't had to do that for a while. That's my kind of gig.
I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That reminds me a little bit, and actually, so I'm looking on the map. Yeah, so I have been through. Boy, I feel bad, Jason. I apologize because, I mean, we've stayed in Devil's Lake when we visited Hamden. We've driven to Devil's Lake when we visited Hamden. And that is like right on, that's like right on the road. So I must have blinked and missed Garsky when I was going to Hamden.
Yeah. That's why I said I'd be surprised if you had or remembered it, because it goes by very quickly. It's basically some grain silos, and that's all I've ever really seen of it, because we usually just head out to the farm fields after that. So there you go.
And when you were talking about, you know, his soil testing right through the floor of the pickup truck, I had this visual of, you know, and it still happens a little bit now, but ice fishing back in the day before the wonderful, you know, wheeled houses and ice castles and all the modern day amenities. I mean, I remember a lot of times, you know, Dad would drill the hole, and we'd sit in the pickup truck and we'd put the little fishing rod out the window, and you just kind of like try to stay warm inside the pickup truck.
Oh.
So there's a lot of engineering from Jason Hansen and doing soil samples from the hole of the truck to ice fishing out of the window of the pickup truck.
You know what? I'll have to ask Jason if he ever's done that, because I would gotta believe that he had. The only time that we ever used our pickup truck, I'll be honest with you, back in the 70s when I remember going ice fishing with my dad. If we did not have a fish house, because probably about half the time he didn't drag his fish house out, just for the few times we would go to a particular lake. We used the headlights of the truck. That was about it. He would park the truck either as like a windbreak, or just, you know, if we were knocking it out on crappies. Because I remember catching a million crappies way back when. They're pretty good now, but at one time they're really prevalent and almost to a nuisance, if that's ever a thing with crappies. But that would be about it. Using the headlights, praying to God that the truck would start if he wasn't running the truck.
and just think about that now. You can legitimately, you know, wake up and, you know, wear sweatpants and, you know, Astro start your pickup truck so it's all warmed up and jump in it and drive to your ice castle and, you know, scurry into the ice castle where your buddy had it preheated and sit in there and play pinochle. And that tells you that, because we did the same thing. We'd use the pickup truck for maybe like a windbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a hot bite that was kind of starting at like sunset, you'd turn on the lights and then you'd be, you know, kind of sitting there using the windbreak and the lights to see the fish until that hot bite cooled off. And that tells you how much, you know, hardier Eric Johnson and Doug Lear were compared to now.
No doubt. I bought it. I don't even hear anybody talk about frostbite anymore. I remember getting frostbite like every year because we would go outside and play outdoor hockey. That was our thing. We didn't have 1,000 rinks. We didn't have a Taj Mahal to go play hockey in. In fact, there were several towns. I think Wahpeton was one of them. Wadena was probably another. Because I grew up in Detroit Lakes, we did have an indoor arena, but there were several times that we would go play our hockey games outside. And if it was 10 below or if it was 10 above, we were still out there. So it was cold.
We did the same thing. Like, we'd go ice fishing and we'd bring along because back in that day, we didn't have, like, North Dakota had managed probably like in the mid 80s, 75 to 100 managed fisheries. Now we've got 450 plus. And it was nothing like you mentioned. You'd get a spot where maybe you could catch some perch. But we were just kind of sitting around hoping one dumb northern pike or maybe if we were lucky enough, a walleye would come by. We'd bring our ice skates along and we'd go ice skate.
Oh, yeah.
We'd take a grain shovel and we'd sit on the grain shovel and, you know, one guy would pull somebody around. And you're right. Then you'd actually catch some fish. And I remember my fingers getting froze if you got into the perch, like we'd go up to Ashtabula and cleaning those perch that were almost frozen because you'd been out there all day long and you had to get them cleaned, you know, before night. And man, nowadays you just like, you can do everything in sweatpants and just, it's a whole, which is good. I'm not saying that the olden days was better because it's a lot more angler friendly to, if you want to get somebody to come ice fishing with you, don't listen to stories of Doug Lear and Eric Johnson from back in the mid 1980s. Cause they're going to, why in the world where I want to do something like that?
Well, we weren't really complaining about it though, either. I was like, damn, my fingers turning black. Well, I'm not just rub it out. It's like, and thank God.
Well, we didn't know any better. Because there were no ice castles. I remember going on Seafelt's Dam down by Lemoore, and we borrowed like four square straw bales because it was a late night bite, and you use those to pile up, and it would block the wind, and it would keep you. I remember laying down in between square bales trying to stay warm out there.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. Any way to stay warm, but I just remember being out there for hours, just like when we would go skating and do a little pickup hockey game like the kids used to do on the lake. God, it was just a blast. And then you go back home. I was like, Mom, I can't walk. The back of my legs are frozen. So, and thank goodness they don't have those darn yarn mittens anymore. Remember those back in the day? Like your grandparents or your grandma made those for you. And you're like, oh, these will keep you warm. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
I will tell you what worked then and still works now. I haven't invested, $500 in lithium ion battery moon boots and socks and stuff like that. But it's bread bags still keep your feet warm. They kept my feet warm 50 years ago, and they still keep my toes dry and warm today.
Bread? Are you talking about like plastic bags, or what do you mean by bread bags?
Yeah.
I'm missing something. Really?
You never did that?
No. No. In fact,
you just like an empty bread bag, and just think about it.
Okay.
It's basically, you know, like a Ziploc, and you put that on over your socks before you put. And I know there's lots of people listening going, come on, Eric, get with it. You never did that. Well, you should start now because it still works today. A bread bag on each foot before you put and you don't even need to have wool socks.
Doesn't that get slippery? I would think you'd get slippery like standing on the bag, but maybe not. I guess not.
No, so you're putting them on before you put your feet in the boot. So, you know, you got whatever kind of snow boot that you have where, you know, if you're a rich kid, you had moon boots. We just had five buckle over shoes. So you'd put them on. You'd put the bread bag over your sock. You'd put your feet into your boots or into your tennis shoes even. You'd slip those into your five buckle over shoes. And I'm telling you, they kept your feet dry and warm, and they still do today.
I got to admit something. So I did have moon boots. We weren't rich.
Yep.
I can tell you that. I still remember the silver boots that we had. I don't think I wore them very often because I was a tennis shoe kid. Middle of winter, I'd still be wearing my tennis shoes. But I still have, my parents bought me like the nice Sorel boots that you get.
Oh.
But that was back when I was like 16, as nice as they were, like I was when I was 16, 17. I still wear them today. I still have them. And they look just fine, believe it or not.
No, and I'm totally on board with that, because that boots are something, if you invest the right amount of money for the right fit, the right style, the right brand. I have hunting boots that are probably 25 years old, because that is, that's one of the things where you get what you pay for. And a good old pair of Sorels, I stand beside you, Eric, because that Sorels 30 years ago or 40 years ago are just as good then as they are now.
Well, and again, I'm not wearing them to church. I'm just going outside to shovel snow if we ever get any snow. It's that kind of stuff, just if we're going sledding on the hill or whatever it happens to be. All right, I got a couple of topics I need to bring up to you, but we need to take a break. So we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue with Doug Lehr, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist, in just a moment.